You're listening to the Woman Who Chat podcast with me, your host, Sandra Garlick. A podcast where I chat to women in business who share their knowledge and top tips, especially for you. I also share my own tips to help you gain visibility fast so that you appear to be everywhere, even when you're not. I'm delighted to bring this podcast to you each week to inspire and motivate you to achieve. Enjoy the podcast. Woman Who Chat is sponsored by Grow Radio. Grow Radio is an online radio station dedicated to bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour. I'm proud that Woman Who Chat is played on Grow Radio every Tuesday at 3 p.m. and Friday at 8 a.m. and to be a part of their podcasting community. If you want to listen to the station, explore their shows, check out many of the blogs to improve your podcasting skills, or get your podcast onto Grow Radio, head over to growradio.uk today. Welcome to Woman Who Chat, and today I want to chat to you all about innovation and creativity. And whether you run your own business or you're employed in another business, we constantly need to innovate. We constantly need to use our brains for creativity. And I just thought I'd share a few stories with you today and some of my own experiences, because I'm a big innovator. I believe you've got to be constantly moving forward, but also reflecting and from your what you've learned in the past. I was going to say mistakes then, but I'm not going to use that word. Reflecting from your past experiences, I think, is probably a better expression. So, yes, I use innovation all the time. My business was born from innovation, and I'll come on to that later. But what I wanted to talk about is I work on a 90-day plan. I've talked about this before, and I will do a specific podcast just on my 90-day planning because it's really useful. I've spoken at a couple of events recently about how I use 90-day planning, and creativity and innovation is embedded within that. And partway through each 90-day cycle, and mine are spring, summer, autumn, winter, and this cycle that I'm on now commenced on the 1st of April. It coincides with my VAT quarters, my financial year. So it just all fits into place. And I don't have to think about it, which is one of the main things. And part of that, during my 90-day cycle, I have a period where I review and reflect. I look in the past at what's worked, what hasn't worked. I reflect and I refine. And as part of that, I refresh things as well. And one of the things that I'm refreshing at the moment, my academy, my online academy, the Woman Who Achieves Academy, is 4 years old this week at the time of recording. And each year I give it a refresh. That could be a brand refresh. I could refresh the content. I could refresh what's going to happen in there. And this year I've given it a complete refresh. So right now it's going to be launched as the Let's Get Visible Elevate Academy and the Let's Get Visible Accelerate Mastermind. And my community now is the Let's Get Visible Community. So that's given it a bit of a refresh, a bit of a review, and it's what I'm all about. It's all, everything I do sits under that headline of visibility, and all my pillars sit underneath that. And I'll be introducing those to you over the coming weeks and months, as well as interviewing a few guests along the way that can help you and inspire you and motivate you to take action in your own business or whatever you're doing right now. So let me start with a few stories. And the first story I'm going to tell you is about Ella Mills, formerly Woodward, who launched her blog following a medical diagnosis while she was still at university. And her blog was a chronicle, really, of her culinary experiments, try and say that in a rush. And basically, she turned that into a plant-based diet to improve her health. But by blogging about it and talking about it, suddenly, over a couple of years, she got an amazing following. I think at one point she had 130 million hits on her blog. So then she realized that she needed to innovate to move that forward. She turned it into social media. She developed an app. She developed a cookbook. And yes, I'm talking about Deliciously Ella. And she's moved that business forward with her husband now. She developed a range of products that's stocked in multiple venues worldwide. And it's a brand. it's a whole brand that she's created around that. But that initially started out from a blog. That was just one idea that she came up with. She was having something going on in her life right at that point. It was an experience she could talk about personally from her own knowledge, from her own lived experience, and she turned that into a very profitable business. Now, you might think, OK, well, she's famous. She can do that. I could never do anything like that. We all have to start somewhere. And I'm going to talk to you now about one of my clients. She's one of my Accelerate member, Mastermind members, Shelley Wilson. Now, she started a blog, and her blog was aimed really, it came out of just an idea, a whim. And she was a holistic health practitioner, and she wanted to show, she was a single mom, walked away from an abusive marriage, and she wanted to show her children that they could achieve anything if they set their minds to it. And rather than talking about it, she thought, well, I've got to show them, I've got to actually demonstrate that you can do this. So she sat there one New Year's Eve, and rather than write, you know, saying, oh, I'm going to set a New Year's resolution, she decided to set herself 12 resolutions. But she didn't just do that. She decided that she had to be accountable to herself. And so she decided to blog about her results of these 12 resolutions. Now, through various story, and I'm not going to spoil the story because she talks about it in what she does, but it turned into a book, and it turned into her very first book, which was called How I Changed My Life in a Year. And each chapter in the book is one of those 12 resolutions she set herself that she blogged about. And somebody came along to her after she'd written her blog and said, you do realise you've written a book, don't you? And that started a whole chain reaction for Shelley. Because she won't mind me telling you this, it started something she'd wanted to do for years, and that was to be a writer. I think at the time of recording, she may be about to publish, she's got one coming out very shortly, 22 or 23 books. So she's not just a dip your toe in the water, she is a seasoned author and now a writing mentor, and she writes personal development books and young adult fiction. And so she constantly innovates because she has to go off into a space and write these books. They don't just happen overnight. A lot of research, a lot of work, plotting, all those timelines and maps that she has to do to create those books. And it's just, I'll put the link in the show notes to Shelley and her books and to that particular book, How I Changed My Life in a Year. And I think that's still her best-selling book. And it actually inspired people in other countries to set up their own little groups based on that book. And they have subsequently contacted Shelley, which is amazing. So they're just a couple of examples of how innovation and just using your own lived experience and creativity can create something brand new. If I think back to my journey and when I started Woman Who, that was literally an innovative idea captured, sat on, worked on, sat on again. And that when I got one of those breaks and something happened, a literal break, it was an ankle that time, Woman Who was born. And, you know, I've constantly innovated since, but I constantly refine and refresh and take action during those 90-day cycles I talked about earlier on. So my innovation is all centered around ideas. I have ideas for podcasts. I have ideas for books that I've never written that I will one day. I need to just bite the bullet and do it. I've got ideas for courses, programs, I've got ideas for free resources, I've got ideas for all sorts of things and events that I want to deliver in the future. Now, they're not just pinging around in my head. I could leave them there all bubbling and festering away, but actually, I capture those ideas and I look at different ways that I create the space to do that. But what I tend to do is if I get an idea, I capture it immediately. Now, unfortunately, most of my ideas come in very unusual places. So walking the dog, yeah, you might think, oh my gosh, and I try not to take my phone when I walk the dog. So what I do is if I get an idea when I'm walking the dog, and I usually go for a walk for about half an hour at a time, I discuss that idea in my head with myself throughout that walk. So I've not got my phone with me, so I've got no interruptions. And I literally brainstorm that idea with each step I take on my walk. And by the time I get home, or back to wherever I am, I immediately write those bullet points down. Because I've been thinking about them the whole time I've been walking, I've actually created that innovative idea and worked on it so I can actually identify what it's going to be. It might be an absolute no-brainer, and it might be something that I just run with straight away. It also might actually be the world's biggest and worst idea ever, but I still capture it. And what I do is I've got an ideas book that goes back, gosh, over a decade, that I've captured every single idea I've ever had. I'm currently using my Remarkable to catch ideas, and I'm putting them in an ideas folder so I can revisit them whenever I want. But the idea, the key is capture and writing it down. Now, whether you write it in bullet point lists or just mind maps or whatever it is, they're there to develop and work on in the future. They're captured. Now, I might revisit those ideas and think, no, absolutely not. I'm never going to do that in a month of Sundays. Or I might go back to one and think, right, now is the time. I'm now going to put that idea into practice. I'm actually going to work on that idea, develop that idea a little more. With Woman Who, I revisited that idea for 10 years. Every time I had a down day or didn't want to be doing what I was doing, I'd go back to that idea and just enhance it a little more, or tweak it or refine it, and think, how could I do this? How could I give up what I'm doing now and create an income from that to do it, to do, really do where my passion lies? And as I say, Woman Who was born, and that's how my awards started. And I'm about to deliver my ninth awards, my ninth year at the time of recording. And, you know, I've refined, I've modified, I've tweaked, I've enhanced, I've cut back, I've done all sorts with my awards, but they've kept going. And they're still well attended, and they're still an amazing day. And after this awards, I will sit back afterwards, and I will take notes, and I will debrief to myself and my suppliers and my team around me. And I will say, what went well? What didn't go well? What could we refine, and what could we refresh? What can we learn from that experience? So innovation isn't just coming up with new things. It's looking at the things you're already doing and refining and tweaking and modifying, and not for change's sake. I don't do things just because, I've got to change that because I need to change it all the time. That doesn't work either, because you can end up jumping around from one thing to the other. What I tend to do is basically do an analysis of an event. I do a full debrief, a full audit of what's occurred, what's happened, what was the highlights, what were the little tweaks. And to the person outside who's attended one of my events or been on one of my programs, they may think it's the best thing since sliced bread. If they don't, they usually contact me and tell me, but that's few and far between. But actually, it's me. I call me the perfectionist, and I know I shouldn't be, but I pay attention to detail. I know in my head if something hasn't gone right. Other people may not know because they don't know what to expect, but I know in my heart when something hasn't gone the way I planned it. And I will learn from that experience and try and avoid that in the future to make it smooth, and so that I feel comfortable in the experience or event as well. I'm briefly interrupting this podcast. Have you ever wondered how some people appear to be everywhere? Do you want more visibility and more clients? Are you time poor right now and want to gain visibility quickly? Well, as a first step, you need to join the Let's Get Visible community. It's a free group on Facebook where you can connect with like-minded women in business, gain support, ask questions, and I even have a Saturday shout out where you can promote you and your business. Simply click on the link in the show notes and join the community. Now back to the podcast. So let me share my five tips to innovation and creativity. So the first one, and I briefly mentioned this earlier, was to create space. And what I do is I declutter my life and business. And what do I mean by that? Well, first step is I will tidy my office. I will make it clutter-free as possible. Now, I'm already paperless, so all I have now is my laptop, a big screen monitor so I can see things that I'm planning. But I also have coloured pens, sticky notes, all those things around me should I need them, because sometimes I'll plan something out on sticky notes, photograph it, capture it, and I've got it there. And then I've got obviously my Remarkable, everything goes on there now, which automatically goes onto my laptop so I can see it on screen if I need to. So I've got the tools that I need right at my fingertips. And I think that's really important, because when you're floundering around trying to find things, trying to connect things, trying to make sure you've got everything to hand and you haven't quite got something, sometimes it doesn't work. I've got everything here, but if it's cluttered with papers and posts and everything around me, then it doesn't work. So I do that declutter. And that might even mean on occasions clearing out the drawers in my office desk, because I have got some paper files in there with my personal stuff and bills and things that I need to keep originals of. But largely everything is electronic. And I've got in front of me some cards and things, thank you cards and little gifts that people have sent me over the years. And they're my inspiration, they're my motivation. But I create that space, I declutter what's around me. And it might even mean going one step further. That might even mean cleaning out the fridge, clearing up some electronic files and getting rid of old data that I don't need. It might mean cleaning the house. It could be anything. It might even mean mowing the lawn. I just have to feel that I've created the space around me to innovate and to be able to create something new or refine something. I also find that if I change my surroundings, that really works well for me. So sometimes, more often than not, I don't innovate whilst I'm sitting at my desk. My innovation comes from listening to podcasts in the car. And again, I have to capture those thoughts, remember the podcast I was listening to, note it down, maybe even re-listen to it and take some notes, because I come up, ideas feed ideas, and I come up with an idea and I need to capture it. So it might be walking the dog, as I say, in the shower, washing my hair. I'm always innovating. Again, as soon as I come out, I capture it, write it down, make sure I've got the idea somewhere captured. If I'm out and about and I suddenly think of something, I could be at somebody else's event and listen to a speaker or meet somebody and they just spark an idea. And again, whether it's on my phone, I've got notes on my phone, I'm constantly putting things there. I've got a WhatsApp group with myself in it that I send myself little notes or just speak to myself when I need to just remind myself of something. So it's about creating that space, because when you do create space, and it might even be as, you know, extensive as decluttering your client database, you know, decluttering your list or something like that, to create the space for new things to happen. My second tip is continuous learning and development. I'm constantly developing my new skills and perspectives, new ways of looking at things, new ways of doing things, and always updating my learning. I probably, personal development wise, I probably sign up to 3 or 4 courses a year, constantly to learn how others do things. I know a lot of this stuff, but hearing it from a new perspective often cements and leads me to new innovation. So just because I've always done something the way I've done it doesn't mean to say that's the best way to do it. And sometimes I'll see something or hear something and think, oh my gosh, I could do it like that. And it frees up so much time. So I'm constantly innovating within the way I do things, but my learning development, second to my holidays, goes in the diary next. So my holidays and my family time go in the diary first, and my learning and development goes in next. And I do devote probably, I would say, 5 to 6 hours a week on learning and development. And I absolutely love it. I thrive on it. And I always think that constant learning does help to grow the mind. And hopefully it'll avoid any mind things going on in the future, because I want to keep as active as I can for as long as I can. My third tip is network. Now, I don't mean network as in going to network events, but they are great for innovation, going to networking events, meeting new people. And I'm going to record a separate podcast actually about how I'm currently networking in a slightly different way than I've done before. But I'll save that for another day. So networking is surrounding yourself by those who inspire you. And I've decided this year, my word for the year was intentional, and I'm networking intentionally. I'm networking with objectives, clear objectives in advance, so that I can use that information and use those objectives to actually move my business forward. But those objectives also include innovation. I'm networking in spaces where I know that my mind is going to be expanded. I'm networking in spaces where I'm meeting new people, and I'm networking in spaces where it's slightly different or I'm going to do something different. So that will help me and does help me a lot with my creativity and innovation. Number four. So we've had the first three there. Number four is to experiment. My only cautionary tale here is don't experiment with everything all at once. Do one thing at a time. Because if you suddenly change everything, so see, you've got all these new innovative ideas and you're going to put them all into place and you go, bam, here's my new membership. Here's my new book. Here's my new blog. Here's my new podcast. Here's everything all at once. People are just going to go, whoa, overwhelmed. And I've done it myself in the past. I've gone out with everything new. I've put so much into my membership and nobody interacts because they don't know where to start first. They're just so overwhelmed with content. They're thinking, oh my gosh, what do I do first? So pick one thing, experiment. If you're going to change or tweak something, I would suggest you pick one thing at a time and run with that for a while. Don't just pick it for a week and say, oh, it didn't work, I'll try something else. You have to give it time. You have to give it time to embed. But also when you experiment, you need to ensure that you're not jumping from idea to idea. You need to give it chance. You need to work on it. You need to see it through, not see it through to your detriment. Now, if I try an experiment and after my current 90 days, so I might experiment once in each 90 day period or maybe two things max. But if I find that by the end of that 90 day period, when I do that refine and reflect, it hasn't worked at all, then I will pull the plug. If it needs refining, I might take it into my next 90 days, but refine it. If it's working, then I'll go all out and I'll push it right out there. So there's different ways you can experiment, but I always trial something. I'll always experiment with it if I think it's going to work. I'm very conscious that sometimes in our own business, what we think is a great idea isn't necessarily what our clients need. And sometimes we have to look at a needs analysis for our own clients and think, what do they need right now? And if it's just a vanity project that you're doing just for you, it may be not what your clients need. So do bear that in the back of your mind. And my last tip is to capture ideas. And I've talked about capturing ideas. I've talked about my ideas book. I've talked about talking to myself on WhatsApp. I've talked about capturing things in notes on my phone. But you need to bring all those ideas into one place. Because if you've got ideas all over the place, you're going to have that clutter effect again. So you need to actually pull those ideas together, pull them into one place, and then brainstorm each idea. And I do all sorts of things, but I find my maps are brilliant. I tend to just draw them with a pen and highlighters. If I'm doing it on paper, if I'm doing it on my Remarkable, I still use different shades and whatever and make it into the biggest, prettiest thing I can. But I find that really helps. I also, that's the point at which I buy domain names if I think I'm going to run with something in the future. But I've talked before, I said, capture those ideas, make sure that you've written them down, make sure that you've documented them, make sure that you've looked at all aspects. And when I'm capturing ideas, I don't just mean write them down and brainstorm them. I take them that step further. I look and see if the domains are free, if they're going to need a domain. I look on the trademarks register to see if the trademark's available. I Google to see if anybody else is doing something similar. So I do a whole analysis while I'm working on that idea, that new innovation, to bring it to fruition. So I've chatted to you a lot there, and I'm just going to recap on those five tips. So one is to create the space. Two is continuous learning and development. Three is network. Four is experiment. And five is capture. And if you follow that and find what works for you, Now, what works for me might just give you an idea. It might give you a light bulb moment, as I call them. I love my light bulb moments, and they are my innovation. Now, if I get a light bulb moment, that's captured. But what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another. You've got to find what works for you. So have a think and think about, where do you get your best ideas? Some people say it's when you're near water. Others say it's when you're in the sun. Some say it's when they're walking in nature. Where do you get yours? That is where you'll get your best ideas, and that's what you need to nurture and do more of. So I'll leave you on that note. I'd love to hear where you innovate. Just drop me a line. If you think somebody might be interested in this podcast, just share it with them. We're on Apple, Spotify, Podbean. I even believe it's out there on, and I can't even remember the name of it now, the one Audible. That's the one. So I'm off to innovate and create some space. So I'll see you and talk to you and chat to you again next week. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Woman Who Chat podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Join me next week for more inspiration, learning and top tips. In the meantime, visit womanwho.co.uk to find out how you can start your Woman Who journey or even feature on a future podcast. You can also join the Woman Who Achieves community on Facebook. The link is in the show notes. There, you'll get the opportunity to network, find support and make new connections with over 1,000 women in business. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss next week's podcast. And if there are any topics you would like to hear, just get in touch with me, your host, Sandra Garlick.